Hey, hi, Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright, I called you last week. You told me to get quercetin for my cataracts, and that's Quercetin.
Almost. It's Citin. Who knows why?
It's what now?
It's the last five letters are Citin. I mean
C-I-T-I-N.
Citen. Citen. Yeah.
T-E-N. Huh,
Yeah,
it said T-I-N.
all the natural food stores have got this stuff anyway, sir, and they got it spelled properly, I'm
Yeah, it's
sure.
for the thing says it's for sinus support.
Well, they
Is
have
that the
to put
same thing?
something. They have to put something innocuous on the label. If they were actually, and I know I keep complaining about this, but it really is something that we should get after. Namely, we have no freedom of speech if it's about science of supplements. FDA will come down on you hard if you're a manufacturer and you tell people what the science shows your supplement would do. Just for example, sir, they wrote a warning letter to the Cal to Diamond Walnuts out there in California because Diamond Walnuts had posted on their website 35 articles about the health benefits of walnuts that they took from the National Library of Medicine. They took them legally from there, and FDA sent them a warning letter and said if they didn't get it off their website right away, they'd come seize all their walnuts. I'm not kidding. So anyway, that's why they couldn't tell you what it was good for, sir.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So the spelling isn't exactly the same, but it is the same one that you're telling me to
It's
get.
the
My
same thing,
mother's
sir.
type 2 diabetic, so I want to make sure I get this right.
You got it right, and for
Also,
type 2 diabetics,
okay,
that's
and
particularly
also you told
helpful.
me to get double A, vitamin A eye drops, and I must have got the wrong on how I spelled it. Can you give me the spelling again of where to order that
Well,
at?
tell me what that was for, sir, because you see, vitamin A eye drops are something that we have to make up at Tahoma Clinic, and I don't mean make them up out of nothing. I mean we have to put them together because there is no commercial source right now. So we put them
Okay,
together
well,
for Tahoma
you
Clinic
did say
patients.
some I could order from some. What was it? Type 2, my mother's type 2 diabetic. My cataracts came back after 7 years of having it replaced and everything, my eyelids, lens, and all that. And now the cataracts are back. And I heard you earlier explaining about quercetin on why you need it because the cataracts will keep coming back. So that was interesting. You said that I should take vitamin A, and I've been taking beta carotene, but you told me to take
That's
vitamin
right.
A instead.
You're
I
quite
was
right,
taking the
sir.
wrong thing for all these.
Well, that's not your fault, sir. They don't tell you that beta carotene does not always go to vitamin A in people's bodies. There's a very, very good article about that by Dr. Laura Pizzarno. But anyway, the vitamin A, that was told to us by an ophthalmologist who said that since he'd been having people use 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, I'm not kidding. He actually put this into print. He had his tongue in cheek, I'm sure. But he said since he'd had been having people do that, his income from cataract surgery had gone down dramatically.
Okay, so he just did it in pill form then, also?
Oh,
Or did
he
it have to
just.
be drops?
No, it doesn't have to be drops. He just did it in pill form, and you can do it in pill form, sir.
Oh, good. Okay, I got one last one then. I also talked to you on how to shrink the prostate. I've got your formula, Dr. Wright's prostate formula I've been taking for almost 2 years because I used to suffer from prostatitis. And I got your formula, and it took it away. But I was just
Yay.
curious, is there anything else I can do to help shrink prostate?
Shrink it is you might use more of one of the ingredients that is in that formula. It's called lycopene, LYCOPENE. You can find that as a separate individual thing in all the health food stores in a 15, 1.5, and a 330 milligram size. Now, the reason I focus on lycopene is there's a study out there where guys with enlarged prostates agreed to have their prostates ultrasounded, and half of them got lycopene in a pretty big dose, and the other half, which is, by the way, it's the red pigment in watermelon and tomato, so it's not going to hurt anybody. And the other half took a placebo, and after several months, they went back and ultrasounded everybody again, and the guys with the placebo had maybe a 1 to 2% increase in the prostate size, and the guys who took the lycopene had an average of 20% decrease in their prostate size. So that's the one thing you could push harder. Now, our next caller, who's Ed, It says something here about berries for the prostate. So we may all learn something from Ed, because I knew about the berries for the ladies that would that research has proven that helps to improve all their anticarcinogenic estrogens and decrease their procarcinogenic estrogens. But I didn't know about berries, so let's all listen when Ed comes on.
Okay. What's the most I should take milligrams for lycopene?
Oh my goodness! You can go as far as you want, sir. It's like saying how many watermelons can I eat a day? How much tomato paste can I eat a day? You could go to 40 or 50 milligrams with no problems at all.
Great.
That's the total.
Perfect. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.